Now, the first chord we have is this. And this is easily gotten. It's just my first finger barring the fifth fret, five strings. I'm touching the sixth string to kill it with my index finger as well, just the tip of it. But the chord is just five strings. This winds up being a C chord. What happens next, though, is I add two fingers in. And I'm adding my second finger to the second string, sixth fret. And then my third finger is going to the fourth string, seventh fret. This turns this C chord into an F chord. So what you're hearing, there's a downstroke. Then when I go to the F chord, I'm going to go up, down. And that's down, up, down, and it's a dead stroke. So I'm just releasing my grip. Then we'll have... And that's down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And you can hear I'm taking the two fingers off and putting them back on. So I'm going from a C chord to an F chord. C, F, F, C, C, F, F. So from the beginning... Then we go to this. And this is just a boogie. Now what's happening here is I'm barring once again, but this time the third fret. And my first finger is taking care of the fifth, fourth, and third strings mainly. You can bar the whole thing, but we won't need all the strings, just five, four, and three. And what you're hearing me add there is the fourth string, fifth fret. And you can use your fourth finger or your third finger. I'm also kind of muting it with my palm and the picking hand. And those are all downstrokes to get that nice little fat boogie feel. And so we have the bar, on, and that's the finger being added, off, on, off, off, on, off, on. A little slower. So when you put the two together, you get... That's the main riff during the verses. Now let's take a look at the riff they use during the chorus.